with the latest news now.
Leaders from aid agencies have met with the King to brief him on the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The British Red Cross said Charles, who is the charity's president, had made a generous donation to its fundraising appeal. They've described the situation in Gaza as an unprecedented humanitarian crisis, with vital resources unable to get through. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak says he's pushing for a pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas to allow aid to reach Palestinians and also create a safer environment for UK citizens to leave. UK border force teams are set up in Egypt to quickly assist British nationals to escape from Gaza as soon as a crossing is opened. Crispin Blunt has confirmed he's the Tory MP that's been arrested on suspicion of rape. Surrey police say he was detained on Wednesday. The party have declined to comment on the arrest. At least 18 people were killed and 13 injured in shootings in Maine in the US. A man shot and killed victims at a bowling alley and restaurant in Lewiston. A search is underway after he fled the scene. A woman has been found guilty of aiding the female genital mutilation of a British girl abroad in a legal first. 39-year-old Amina Noor was convicted of assisting a non-UK person to carry out the procedure overseas 17 years ago. Speaking outside the Old Bailey, Senior Crown Prosecutor Patricia Stobino.
We know this abuse can be incredibly difficult for victims to come forward and report, but we want to be clear that victims can come forward, safe in the knowledge they will be listened to and supported.
Serena Wiegmann says forward Lauren James will miss out on Friday's match against Belgium.
Unfortunately, not everyone's fit, so Lauren James is not ready. She won't be ready for Tuesday also. Everyone else is good.
Well, she's been ruled out due to concussion and she'll be out for both upcoming Women's Nations League matches. And a trailer for the first part of the final season of The Crown has been released. The teaser for the Netflix series shows Diana having difficulties dealing with media attention following the end of her marriage with Charles. It's back on November the 16th. Well, that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Phil Towers.
New research has revealed that more than a third of parents believe their child's experiencing poor mental health since starting school in September. Katrina Olsen is the executive head at King's Interhigh.
We believe that there are alternative options for parents with young people who are suffering from anxiety and mental health issues. At King's Interhigh, we offer a full online schooling for our children, including all of the pastoral support that they require. You can find out more at kingsinterhigh.co.uk.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Outbreaks of rain across northeast England and Scotland overnight, heaviest towards the east. Clear spells elsewhere with some showers in coastal areas of the south and west. Lows overnight, 9 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Here for health and well-being. Find out about free tasters on the many exciting classes available, including yoga, Nordic walking, Pilates and much more. See ymcanewarkshirwood.org for details.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
One is you make me happy. Two is you set me free from all the things that held me back from just being me. Thank you for all the sweetness. Now I can finally breathe. Now I can finally breathe. But baby, don't you see? I still get frustrated and can lie when you keep on doing things I don't like.
My
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Keep on counting. I still love you. I got 21 reasons why.
Good evening and welcome to Radio Newark Sport. It's a very big welcome from myself and from Tony. How are you, Tony?
All right, buddy. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Thank you. Had a good week. And, well, we big thank you to the boys last week, Gary and Toby, for coming in. That was really interesting, actually, the cricket.
Yeah, definitely.
Learned a lot and wish him all the very best in his career. Young lad playing at under 18, so really, really good luck to him. I'm going to welcome Rob from the Newark Advertiser this evening. Hi, Rob.
Oh, yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're really well. Thank you so much for popping in tonight. We're going to have a real good chat with Rob about his career and things. But after, first of all, we're going to do the local sport when we come back straight after this break.
Explanation.
A very good welcome back to Radio Newark Sport here this evening with Gorey and Joino. And we've welcomed along Rob from the Newark Advertiser with us this week. Very, very welcome, Rob, to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I do appreciate it.
No problem at all. So let's have a quick run through of what's been happening this week in the sports front. Joino, you've got the steering wheel. Are you going to take us through?
I'm going to start straight off with the football, which is a game I think you watched last week, Mark. Newark and Sherwood in their FA Vars game had an excellent 4-3 victory against very good opponents in Wellingborough Town. It's a team I've played against in the past, and they've always had a good side. So, in all, to take a 4-3 victory and go through to the next round of the Vars, it was a great day for Newark and Sherwood Football Club.
No, it was a good game. I mean, Rob was there as well, actually, which was good to see. So we, it's the only game I've seen Newark and Sherwood win 4-3, and they scored 6 goals, Rob, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was a very interesting game, but like you said, it was entertaining as well, and they did enough in the end, and congratulations to them because they are now through the next round of the FA Vars.
Yeah, it's a good competition. They played really well. Liam, particularly up front, had another good game. Defensively, they looked really good. Until the last 5 or 10 minutes, Sherwood looked really, really defensively quite strong, I thought, and finished a couple up front, which was good. So, yeah, no, it was a good result and a good luck to those moving forward. And what about yourselves, Joino? Because you've had a fairly good week, haven't you?
Yeah, we had a 3-1 win against Clifton in a rearranged fixture midweek. And then on the Saturday, we came from 3-1 down against Radford at half-time to pulling out a draw, 3-3. Which I think at half-time we'd have certainly took that.
Were they a good side you played?
Radford have always been technically a good side. They're always a strong side. What I call a very much in-your-face kind of side. You know, they never let you rest. And obviously going in at 3-1 down at half-time, we obviously had a big kind of mountain to climb. But I'm pleased to say that Luke obviously set about his lads at half-time and they came out firing second half. And to be fair, if the game had gone on another 5 minutes, I think we'd have ended up winning it, to be honest.
Who's goal scorers?
Goal scorers was Lewis Chambers, as always.
As always.
Johnny Wiles. And the first goal, I was trying to think who got the first goal.
George Asplin, I believe.
George Asplin, yeah. How can I forget that one?
It's a good job he brought you tonight, Rob.
But there's one out of the top draw from George Asplin, obviously, yeah, from 30 yards out. So
yeah, whereabouts are you? Whereabouts are you league-wise?
Harrowby picked up a point last night. So I think that's just dropped us down to fourth, I think, now.
Still in hunt. Oh, good stuff. No, good luck, mate, moving forward. What else have we got?
I think Rob's got a couple of stories that he would like to pick up on.
Yeah, just a couple really, really good performances across the board by some of the sporting clubs in the area, including the Newark Shotokan Karate Club. They picked up 12 medals down at the National Championships in Birmingham, so definitely worth a mention. Newark Tennis Club.
Before you just move, I'm just going to say those guys are coming in next week. So Chris and Steve and Phil Rakes, obviously historically been around for a while with the karate. So looking forward to that. We can get into the nitty-gritty of that next week. But well done to those guys. So
yeah, brilliant. And the tennis club's done really well as well. They had some good results when they hosted Bert and Joyce recently. And then the other sort of club that's worth a mention is Newark Swimming Club. They had 8 of their swimmers, juniors, go over to Retford. For a major event, and they did really well. They got quite a few personal best and gold medals as well for the juniors there across all the different swimming disciplines, you know, backstroke, freestyle, butterfly, and that was for the Peter Jarvis Memorial Meet.
That's great news. I mean, little things like this, we need to hear about these guys, don't we, a bit more. I've just noticed the racing car on the back. We mentioned the Paul Gamble, was it?
So there's 2 brothers, Tom Gamble and George Gamble. This week we touched on Tom Gamble, who got a podium finish out at his local track, which is Donington Park. That was in the GT series, and that was a race on Sunday where he partnered with a guy called Kavi Jundu. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, so my apologies. But, yeah, he did really well. He's definitely someone who is one to watch out for the future. And his brother's also races for Toyota Kazoo Racing, and he's doing really well too in the touring car. So, yeah, two names to watch out for locally in the motorsport. We also have Sean Balfe from Fullback Way, who races too in a Lamborghini. So quite a lot of motorsport around the district that people might not be familiar with, but definitely ones to watch for in the future.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm just going to touch quickly on Newark Rugby Club. So Rob spoke to me, just to let you know that obviously the two teams lost last weekend, but there weren't any games on the Sunday following the floods. It's completely flooded at the minute, the rugby club. And there's going to be nothing happening this weekend at all. Hopefully, following weekend, there's going to be some rugby again. So there's no men's juniors or anything going on. So they've basically, they're a bit underwater over there at the moment, which is not surprising. But hopefully they'll get that sorted out, so there'll be some rugby back on next week. Last thing for us, Shona McCallum, Rob. She's had a pretty good career, hasn't she, at the hockey. Local lady from Jai Doddington, I think, originally.
Yeah.
She's hanging up her international hockey stick, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And she's been a fantastic ambassador for Team GB and also England as well. 122 caps, I believe. Commonwealth gold, Olympic gold, European championships. She's done it all, really. She's going to be a massive loss on the national and international circuits for those teams. She's still going to be playing hockey, and she started off at Newark Hockey Club as well, so she has really strong connections to the area too. We wish her all the best.
Yeah, we do, and hopefully we might be able to get her in and have a chat. We had Lynn in on the hockey front as well, in Coombs, a few weeks ago, so hopefully we're trying to get Shona in as well. So thanks for that, Rob. Tony, excuse me. We are going to have a little break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a good old chinwag with Rob.
Radio Newark.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Hey, have you heard about all the incredible activities at YMCA Village?
Oh, absolutely. They've got fitness and well-being all wrapped up in one place.
And the variety of classes is great. Yoga, Nordic walking, climbing, dance, and both indoor and outdoor fitness training.
And not just for adults. There are amazing activities for young people too.
Yeah, after school, they have youth gym workouts, climbing, cooking, art, and so many choices.
And the best part is, you can try these activities for free. They offer taster sessions before you commit.
YMCA Village, here for you and the health and well-being of our community.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing-up area and more, as well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
No, it don't.
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport here with Gory and Joyno. And along with us this evening, we have Rob from The Advertiser with us. And actually, he's going to give us an opportunity at some point to talk about many different sports. And we are very much looking forward to that. So very, very much welcome to you, Rob, this evening.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. So, yeah, it'd be great to talk about different sports, which everyone here is obviously passionate about.
Yeah, what's it like working with professionals, Rob?
Yeah, it's good. you mean now? Or
I mean now in this studio.
I mean, mate, it's going great so far.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see you and Tony. And when you told me you'd only been doing it for a little while, I was a bit surprised because, like, the couple episodes I've listened to, I thought it was quite well done. So, you know, hats off to you guys.
Thank you for that, mate. No, I really appreciate it. So, Rob from The Advertiser, I've only known you a few weeks myself. Mm-hmm. But bumped into you so many times over the last few weeks. You've got a great London accent. So where are you from originally, Rob?
I'm originally from Queensland, Australia, but I've moved around a lot throughout life. But yeah, I've like to give put that in perspective, in the last 10 years, I've probably spent a week in my hometown. Still got friends there and stuff, but they'll either come visit or we meet elsewhere or we just, you know, it's life on WhatsApp, isn't it, kind of thing. So with technology nowadays, it's not as important. I think you can keep up to date with people and stuff and see what's going on and keep in touch. And, yeah, so I haven't been back home for quite a while.
So Queensland, was that Brisbane way?
Yeah, about halfway between Brisbane and the Gold Coast to kind of okay. Put it in perspective. So that's where I grew up, Logan City, around that area. And where the Logan Hypernome is, it's a massive shopping centre. At one point, I think it was the biggest shopping centre in the Southern Hemisphere, so that's our claim to fame. And I grew up about 10 minutes away from there, so it was kind of a semi-rural area, but like very, very close to the city as well.
So, look, I've got to be honest with you. I never understand anybody that wants to live in Australia for the simple reason they've got probably everything that can kill you, Rob. How do you get by that? How do you get to the point where you have to check your shoes in the morning? I'm going to be really interested in it because I know it's not sport, but I'm just interested in about your life at the moment. So how do you get through that?
You know, it's not as bad as what people think. The biggest one for me was the last place that I was living in was in South Australia, and I was living in a house and we had long grass out the back if you didn't cut it, and we'd get snakes in the grass sometimes, and you'd have to go check the grass before you let your dogs out because it was, again, a semi-rural area, and right. If your dog got bitten or you got bitten, you've got only X amount of time to get to the vet or the doctors, and depending on the snake, you might not be able to do it. So, you know, prevention's the best cure, and you've also got to check your shoes for spiders. Snakes, I think, are the more dangerous thing because I think we've got 9 out of the 10 deadliest. Spiders, not. I mean, redbacks and things like that, they'll make you sick, but they won't, you know, if you're an adult, you shouldn't, you know, probably not going to die from it, you know. So you do get used to it, mate, yeah. But it's just more the things that are a little bit rarer, like people swimming in rivers and crocodiles and things like that. Up north, you can get into trouble. So you just kind of got to have your wits about you, basically. But it's not as bad as what's portrayed on television and stuff like that.
It hasn't painted a bad picture there at all.
Surely. No, I actually want to go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So you grew up in sort of Brisbane neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. When did you leave to come to the UK, or did you go elsewhere before you came here? Or
I've been in the UK for about over 7 years now. Got strong family ties to the UK. My mum lives over here. One set of grandparents was born over here. The other set of grandparents, that side of family's been in Australia for donkey's years. So when I originally left home would have been when I was 17. I went and joined the army in Australia. I was in the Australian army for a while, for about 5 or 6 years. Moved around a lot during that time. Was based further up north predominantly. I was an infantry soldier, so did that for quite a while. Then I did an injury, and I went into an admin role for probably the last 12 months of the, maybe a little bit longer of time.
We've got something in common, Rob, with the forces, because obviously I was in the forces as well.
Okay, I wasn't
17 days I lasted. My claim to fame, Rob, it was not for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I had a 4-year initial engagement. I did a bit more in hindsight. I probably should have left at that point because when I first joined, I thought it would be career. I have like strong military history in my family. And then after a while, I enjoyed it. No regrets. I made some really lifelong friends and some great experiences. I was deployed a few times, got to see the world. But yeah, it kind great. Of, I did what I, you know, I think it's similar, like you play football and you have a goal and you reach your goal and then you get the jersey. And then you're kind of like, what next kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you want new challenges. And that's kind of what it was like with the Army. And then I left the Army. And then I kind of bounced around careers for a while. And then I finally, I've always been passionate about writing and photography later on in life. I've been doing photography for about 10, 12 years now.
Seriously. Well, that's going to take us on to, you know, going further into your career. So what we're going to do, have a little break. And then we'll come back and we'll continue that story.
Brilliant.
Can be no
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport here with Gory and Joyno this evening. And along with us this evening, we've got Rob from The Advertiser, if you're just joining us. And we've just talking about Rob and how he got going in the world, and obviously joined the army and did a bit of travelling. And so you came out the army at what point, Rob?
Early mid-20s, and then I was kind of bouncing around for a bit. Like a lot of ex-service people, there's that transitional period and it doesn't always go smooth. So, yeah, I had a few adventures and stuff, and then I ended up working in banking for quite a few years.
Okay.
Financial planning is a field that I moved into kind of within that industry, and then I just started doing writing part-time and building on that, and writing for various websites. And when I was traveling, that continued. I lived in Canada for about 5 years before I went back to Australia after that for a couple of years. And then I decided that the UK was somewhere that I wanted to give it a crack and live, and haven't really looked back. With my mum being over here and getting a bit older too, I come from a big family, and they were all like, you know, it'd be good to have someone there for mum. So I agreed. And
where does mum live?
Moved over. She's in Leeds at the moment.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Similar to me, she moves around a bit, but she's been in Leeds for a while now. And I've lived a few places around the UK, and really at the point now where I want to settle and be somewhere long term. And Newark's ticked the boxes so far.
Well, like you said, Newark's got the A1, it's got the train. It's you know, you've picked a good place to come and park the bus for a bit, Rob.
Yeah.
So you were Leamington Spa, but, and then you must have heard, did you hear about the job? The Advertiser, that's how you got it, was it?
Yeah, so I was looking around for a house, and everything you said was an appealing kind of thing, and I thought the property prices were very reasonably priced back then as well. So, yeah, I was looking around and came to Newark. I've been to a few other places around the traps too, out towards Nottingham and Mansfield and a few other places as well. And for me, Newark just stood out. When I walked through the marketplace for the first time, I still like walking through it, if I'm being honest with you. It just really resonated with me for some reason. I think Newark's a beautiful town. I really do. And, you know, the right property came up after, kind of fell into place. I liked the place. I looked for a job. I got the job. For about 6 months, I was still traveling down to Leamington Spa because I, you know, living down there still. And then, ended up buying in Newark, and everything.
Back,
yeah, it's fallen into place. It's been brilliant so far. So,
what was the job that was going, Rob? So, what is your actual job title?
Yeah, so sports reporter, basically.
So sports reporter. Okay.
Yeah. I do news as well, and I've been doing a bit of training and stuff at The Advertiser as well, and I've learned a lot there too about different things and working in the UK as well. It's been really good. Official job title is sports reporter. I also do, like with the newspaper, and I do the editing of the pages for sports.
Okay.
Also do a fair bit of news reporting. So it's just kind of I don't think people realise how small a team is at The Advertiser. You know, everyone needs to step up and kind of I think, you know, in a lot of ways we punch above our weight, and one of the kind of reasons that happens is people do step up and do what's needed to be done. So it's a little bit of a jack of all trades at the moment, but I'm enjoying it, and sport is the main kind of priority for me, but I do help out with news and help the team, and likewise they'll step up and help me when I need help too. So it's good from that respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's The Advertiser's always been good there, Tony, hasn't it?
You know, it's always been good for local sport in particular. You know, we've had some good kind of editors over the years, but I must admit, Rob, with what you've done for local sport in your time you've been working there at the minute, I mean, obviously, from our perspective at Newark Town, you always seem to perceive the club for what we are. And I think that goes for all the rest of the clubs, be it football, rugby, you know, they all seem to get the fair share. I think you spread yourself out in the right way and make sure that everybody's covered and no one's singled out, which I think is important for someone in your job, not to favour anybody, so to speak. And long may it continue, Rob.
I've seen some really good stuff. We get The Advertiser every week and we have a good look through it, and you cover so many, Rob, and we're going to talk about those in a minute. Mm-hmm. Quick story, though, funny. I was talking to Rob on Saturday, and he missed Liam's goal. I've never seen you run so fast, Rob, to try and go photograph, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's really good at football, and one of the things, too, from a news perspective, is you build those relationships with people in the community, and people, like, trust you more, and they want to tell you things are going on, and sometimes when that happens, you tend to miss a little bit of the game, so I kind of had to make up for it, and, you know, if I have to run, I have to run, you know, and I really should be doing more running, shouldn't I? But I did get down there pretty quick, and got a few at a celebration, at least, so from the bit I saw, it was a great goal. So he is some player, that's for sure.
He's doing well. We're going to be back with Rob in a minute. We're going to talk more about the sports story. It's going to have a bit of fun. So we'll see you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Join Radio Newark on Sunday the 29th of October in the Castle Grounds for this year's Scarefest with the Children's Bereavement Centre. We'll be helping to support this great local charity with some great live entertainment on the stage. Plus, we'd like to see your scary costumes too. Nip to Facebook to find Scarefest Newark to find out more. Scarefest with the Children's Bereavement Centre, Sunday 29th of October in the Castle Grounds. Be there and be scared.
Are you ready for the biggest Christmas fair in the East Midlands? Then look no further than Nottingham's Festive Gift and Food Show at the Newark Showground. With up to 200 stands, you'll find everything you need for Christmas all under one roof. From unique gift ideas to delicious festive foods, we've got you covered. Gates open from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of October. And best of all, parking is free. You need to hurry though, because tickets are limited and arrival time slots are filling up fast. Book your tickets now at knotsfestiveshow.co.uk and don't miss out on the ultimate Christmas experience.
Have you seen that change for life? It's all about small changes we can do to make us healthier. Whether you and your family want to cut back fat, watch the salt, make sugar swaps, get your 5 a day or be more active, Change for Life has something for you. To find loads of easy everyday ideas, just search online for Change for Life. Now.
very good evening and welcome back to Radio Newark Sport with Gory and Joino. And we're just having a bit of a life story about Rob Carell from the advertisers joining us this evening. And so we're going to hear a little bit about some of the different sports that Rob's been reporting on over the last 18 months now, is it all?
Yeah, coming up 18 months, yeah. And one of the things that surprised me about Newark, I said to my family when I first moved here, because I really didn't know, you kind of look at the population and coming from a, you know, near a city of over a million people, I said, I think I'm going to struggle for content here. And it's been the complete opposite. There's that much talent and that much going on with sport. People from Newark love playing, watching anything to do with sport. And I think in a lot of ways it's less pulverizing than news for the most part too. Although, you know, with some of the rivalries, it can get a bit kind of hairy. But yeah, for the most part, I think it's been great. And I've really enjoyed my time doing it. And I'm lucky that I do what I love. Like, if I didn't want to go to games, there's no real necessity for me to go. But I do enjoy it. And it has a lot of other kind of positives to it as well. So, yeah, it's been very good so far. And I'm looking forward to it in the future.
But just doing this job, Tony, gives me the chance as well to go. You know, I'll go to see Tony, I'll go to Sherwood. I think I'm going to see the wheelchair basketball in a couple of weeks. And it does actually, you get known, you get your people out there, you're recognising different sports. Because we were talking about, we didn't know there was a wheelchair basketball in Newark until I started here, which is amazing. And the talent, like you just said. But it's always been a really big sporting town, Johnny, hasn't it? It's
Yeah, it certainly has. There's been a lot of good sportsmen, shall we say, that have come out of the town to play elsewhere. But Newark itself, it's always been a very competitive in whatever sport that you wanted to be in.
It's a tough old that Rob's going to find out, isn't he, next week? Everybody can box or they can do karate or something, Rob. So he's found out how strong Newark is anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you got the free boxing gyms in Newark and, yeah, you got karate, you got a Brazilian jiu-jitsu school now. So, yeah, it's all happening. I made a joke off air. It's not really the kind of town you want to muck around in. But, but yeah, no, it's great. And it's just one component of the many different sports. Like you can, they've got a fencing club at Fernwood, for instance. They've got croquet at Southwell. They've got pretty much they've got equestrian. When the Queen passed away last year and the FA cancelled the football, I really found out a lot about different sports because out of necessity I needed to go and fill the paper, obviously. So, yeah, there's literally anything you can think of is within driving distance here, yeah. If you're even the more eclectic sports.
What's your chosen sport, Rob? If you was to pick a sport today that you would say would be your favourite outright, what sport would it be?
From a personal perspective, playing, watching, growing up with it was rugby league.
Yep.
My father and grandfather were rugby union guys, and I played union a fair bit as well, and I enjoy watching union too, but my team is a rugby league team, Parramatta Eels. I've spoken about it before, so a few people would know, but yeah, that's always been my team, and that's my passion, really. I don't watch as many games as I used to. I'm a bit too busy. But when we finally do win the grand final, we haven't won since 86. So when we finally win, I know my mates will rib me and call me a bandwagon supporter, but nothing could be further from the truth because I've always been around them. But lately, I've really gotten into grassroots football. It's just like you, it's infectious and you do get dragged into it. And, you know, it's like a current. You just kind of go along for the ride. And I think I've watched bigger football clubs and stuff too. And I really like, you know, watching Premier League and Championship and stuff like that too. But at a grassroots level, I think it's completely different. And it's quite a cool thing in different ways to bigger football, if that makes sense.
The grassroots, it is big in the UK, with the academies and everything else. Mm-hmm. And we've got a few in Newark, and a lot of kids are joining in, aren't they, at the minute. So do you have a favourite Premier League club?
Yeah, Liverpool, because it was the first city I lived in when I moved to the UK. Back then, I didn't really go to many games because it's a lot of money. I think back then the cheapest tickets were about 77 quid. I remember correctly. So yeah, and then when I lived in Scotland, I've got family up that way as well, and I went for the Hibs.
Okay.
Which kind of surprises a lot of people, but I've got a cousin who's a big Hibs fan, and I've been to a lot more games there than I have for Liverpool. But yeah, When I lived in Leamington, a lot of the guys that I knew there were big Sky Blue fans and that too, or Aston Villa, Birmingham.
Yeah.
The team that I probably have the most to do with would be the Hibbies, because I went to more games there than I've been with any other club. So, yeah.
If Dave Max listened, he's ex-Hibernian, I think, isn't he?
I think he was, mate. Yeah, yeah.
He's got a claim to fame. So Dave played football with for years. Claim to fame is George Best kicked him out.
Oh, right.
So they bought George Best and Dave was the only midfielder that had to go. So that's his claim to faith. You're listening, Dave. We are going to have a very quick break and then we're going to be back because we're going to talk to you about your favourite sporting story and we're going to finish off with a couple of little laughs with a bit of luck. So see you in a minute.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Fondon Ferry, the 50% menu venue, is back with their special deal until December. It's simple. You get 50% off all starters, main courses and desserts. T's and C's apply. It's on all day, every day, except Sundays. Save yourself a fortune on quality food at Fondon Ferry, on the banks of the River Trent in Fondon. When you're thinking about eating out, think no further than Fondon Ferry. Call Newark 551217. Or visit our website, fondonferry.co.uk. Fondon Ferry, the 50% menu venue. Book now for Christmas.
Tired of overpaying for storage? Moving house and need a short-term storage solution? Or just lack of space in the garage? Why not try Hardy's Storage, located at Hardy's Farm Shop, Farndon. Hardy's offer one of Newark's lowest cost and uncomplicated storage solutions. Flexible contracts, several sizes available, secure premises, access 7 days a week. Contact us now on 01636 681 201 or visit hardysfarndon.co.uk.
Radio
And welcome back to Radio Newark Sport. Gory and Joyner here, having a bit of a chinwag with Rob from the Newark Advertiser. We haven't got long to go, Rob. It's gone quick, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I was just saying, I feel like I've been here about 10 minutes and been here a little bit longer than that, so does fly.
We've really enjoyed having you on. So, favourite sports story? Let's finish off with, maybe funny one if you've got one, but what's your favourite of all-time sports story since you've been here, Rob?
I do try to do things that are outside of the conventional match report. I do try to look at ways to add value, and I really like highlighting things, the really positive stuff that sport does in the area for the community, because I think that's a really huge facet of it. And one of the stories that pops out straight away was when Newark Town, they got together and they put together like a care package of old football kit that they weren't using anymore, and through an organisation that I think is in Walsall, they, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they sent that over to Sierra Leone. So there were some really cool photos sent back of the kids in Africa wearing Newark Town kit, and they were obviously, you could tell by their faces just how grateful they were, and obviously it's a country that's experienced a lot in recent times. That's one that stands out just from the standpoint that it shows like what the community can do, what sport can do, not just on a local level but much further afield as well.
I'd forgotten about that story. Were you involved, Tony?
Obviously I was involved because I'm at the club, but not involved with the actual sending off of the shirts. That was all done, obviously, within the club. But I can remember the picture you're on about with all the kids lined up in the Newark Town kit, which was brilliant to see, which obviously we shared all over social media, which was really pleasing to see the smile on their faces after what they've probably been through. So, yeah, it was good.
So, you're in Newark, you're in the Advertiser. You've been there what, 18 months now?
Yeah, about 18 months.
Where do you see this going, Rob? Do you think is this just going to be each week, or have you got sort of an angle? Are you going to take it?
Yeah, I always try to look at ways to add value. I know I use that statement a lot, add value, but I do think it's important. I obviously photography is a big thing with me. It's something I've got.
You've always been a photographer.
Yeah. I used it when I got out of the army and I was traveling a fair bit. I was kind of got a bit bored sometimes, and photography I find is very therapeutic for me. I really enjoy doing it, and I'm constantly learning and getting better. I hadn't really done a lot of sports photography before this post, so I've done a bit with news in that in other roles, but that's something that's like improved dramatically. So yeah, basically at the moment I'm starting to do more stuff with video. Craig Robertson shoots really good video at Newark Town, so the ladies and the men's, I've been using a fair bit of his content. Him and I you know, speak a fair bit, and he's happy for me to use the videos. We've got some other really good photographers in the area that I'm starting to bring in on board. Obviously because we're a small newspaper, we can't pay for content, but you know, I credit, and it's also good for the guys. It gets some more exposure and stuff as well, gets their work out there, which for creative people is quite important too. So yeah, just basically looking at ways on how to improve and add value to the community and the clubs and the sports people as well. One of the things I wanted to mention tonight was, if you are a sports club or even a community organization, a scout hall, or someone that has been affected by the floods, you know, one of the things that's really good about a community newspaper is that it's almost a rallying point. So if you do need equipment, if you do need volunteers, if you need any sort of help whatsoever, information, we're doing stories about cleaning up and that in the future, and that will feature things about grants and what else is available out there for people. If you need any help as a sporting club or a community organisation, please reach out to me and I will do my best to try to facilitate that and get on board and help. And that's something that I try to do as a sports reporter. It's not just about reporting on sports. It's also, I think, a positive way of contributing something positive to the community as well.
Oh, that's amazing. As you know, as Rob says, if you, you know, do you need anything, give us a shout. Rob, thank you so much for popping in tonight. It's been amazing. Joiner. Good.
Mate, it's been brilliant. Thanks, and thanks for your continued support with the reporting, Rob.
Yeah, and thank you, guys. I've actually had a blast, so it's been really good, and I've never done live radio before, so hopefully come across all right. So, yeah, thank you very much for having me on. I do appreciate it.
No, it's not a problem at all. I you know, appreciate it very much for us. We've got Dean coming up in a minute with the Soul Show. Always a great show, so hopefully you're listening to that, and we shall see you next week.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never. Your age, no better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart. You made me look so naive. The way you saw me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Bleed me dry.
like a damn vampire.